This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says the United States is at the top of the hill of new coronavirus-related infections.
We're at the top of the hill. Pretty sure we're at the top of the hill, and now we're going downward. In some cases, we've already started that process.
Trump made the comments during a White House briefing Thursday. Without providing any evidence for his statement, the president said he was confident the U.S. economy would bounce back.
I'm not sure a lot of people will ever be the same, but I think our country, from an economic standpoint, will end up being stronger than ever. We have tremendous stimulus. We have tremendous stimulus plans. We have things in the works that are going to really, I think, fire the country. I think that what's going to happen is we're going to have a big bounce rather than a small bounce.
Trump made the comments during a White House briefing Thursday. The president also said there would be no universal testing of Americans for the virus. His comments came as the number of deaths in the United States from COVID-19 passed 16,000. The coronavirus pandemic continues battering the American workforce. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's the biggest and fastest jobs collapse since record-keeping began 70 years ago. 16.8 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits the past 3 weeks. 1 in 10 workers have now lost their jobs since the crisis began. The numbers may be even worse. Unemployment offices are overwhelmed with claims, and layoffs are expected to continue, with businesses shut down and burning through any cash reserves. By month's end, some economists say the unemployment rate could hit a Great Depression-era level of 15%. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An update on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing in positive territory. This is VOA.